The big story of the day, Unit 5 and District 87 have both abandoned plans for in-person instruction to start the school year. This affects some 18,000 school-age children in Bloomington Normal. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley tells Eric Stock the recent rise in COVID-19 cases locally and nationally cast too much doubt whether they can bring students and teachers back to school safely.
I'm very confident that, you know, we could have minimize that risk in the things that we were paying close attention to, like trying to get our classrooms as socially distanced as possible, the wearing of masks, doing a lot of disinfecting, really narrowing kids to be in a cohort that they didn't travel around much. So it really narrowed the number of people as they were around. In the end, we couldn't guarantee 6 feet of social distancing in all cases. I know that was a big concern for many of the parents out there. It was certainly a big concern for my staff. And, you know, I have staff members that have their own health issues in some cases that are compromised. They go home to families that might have a family member compromised, and the same is true of some of our students. So in the end, we felt the best decision for now was to start remotely. We're prepared for that. We think we can do it very well. It's not the same as being in the classroom, of course, but we feel that it is the best decision for our kids right now.
What was the feedback you were getting from parents when you would first plan to bring students back into the classroom? And was that an influence in your decision to abandon that?
Sure. Parents were obviously concerned in some cases, not all. There were some parents that were certainly anxious to get children back to school. And as you can imagine, people in the community have various opinions on the impact of this virus, so those opinions certainly varied among parents. But in the end, it really is more about what we can control and how we can go about minimizing risk. And so after a lot of discussion, and believe me, Eric, these were agonizing discussions that we've had as administrators, as an administrative team, not just over the course of the summer, but here in the last couple days in particular. As we've seen increases in cases here in the county, we've had discussions with our own local health department who've been great resources for us. And while we have a lot of mixed feelings because we really want kids back in school, it has been a very difficult, and I would tell you that it's been the most difficult decision of my career. I'd welcome a snow day decision every day of the week compared to this one to have to announce that we're going 100% remote to start the school year.
As we look back at March, it was like having a snow day for 2 months straight. You have a little more time to prepare for it now, but can the district do it substantially better than you had to do it in the spring when it was certainly rushed together given the circumstance?
Absolutely. I believe we can and we will. I think part of that is because the accountability factor has increased exponentially for students and staff. And in other words, when we had the spring, we really had to flip a switch. It was crisis mode. And the accountability piece was lacking. In other words, students, especially at the secondary level, had no consequence for grades when they didn't do assignments, didn't show up, because wherever they were at when we went into the stay-at-home order, they could go no lower. And that really, as you can imagine, really impacted the motivation for some students, and it really had an effect on their motivation to do work, to really try to learn more over the course of the few weeks that remained in the school year. That has gone away, and the accountability is now in place where they will be accountable for that. The rigor will be greater. There will be a structure to the day that will be better for kids and parents to follow. And so I do believe we can do it better.
And while we talked about parents being somewhat split on what should be done, I imagine the teachers had different views as well about how this should be handled. Where do the teachers stand on this mostly? I imagine most of them probably wanted to go virtual, at least from the start. And how much influence did teachers have in the planning and the change?
Well, as you can imagine, our staff members are not just teachers in schools and paraprofessionals and other employees. They are parents at home. They are mothers. They are fathers. They are caretakers at times of parents. So there's a human factor to that. They certainly had concerns going into this for their own well-being, for the kids that were coming to them and their well-being. They are concerned for their family's well-being. So, yes, there were definitely concerns relayed on the part of staff, and that certainly weighs into our decision-making. They were a part of the process in terms of the task force and the subcommittees to really help us gather the information that ultimately led to our original plan of providing some in-person learning. So it's really disappointing for us to have to come to this decision, but I do feel that it is the right decision. And I think that by and large, our staff supports that. Now, I haven't done any formal surveying of staff. There just isn't the time of that to do something like that in order to move forward and make this decision, because school is fast approaching.
That is District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley with Eric Stock. Both District 87 and Unit 5 say they will reassess their plans to possibly return to the classroom after the first quarter of the school year. That would be about mid-October as a possible return. Unit 5 says it has a long history of working together with the town of Normal to provide services and programs that support families, and about 18,000 students are affected by this, so many families will need those programs. Parental work schedules present a challenging situation for many families as school day routines are disrupted because of the pandemic. Unit 5 says parks and recreation staff are working with the district to offer daytime recreation programs. The education team with the Children's Discovery Museum is also working on ideas to help provide options to supplement remote learning needs. Program details on that will be released in coming days. The YMCA and Scribbles also say they are offering parent options. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says she knows there's a need for a safe environment for some students engaged in remote learning. She says a detailed plan for the remote learning will go to parents next week, but again, it will last until the end of the first quarter, mid-October.